Hey, kids.
You're listening to the internet's wettest podcast about video games, consoles,
and pancakes.
The SML Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is the SML Podcast. I'm your host, Joe. Joining as usual, Aki, how are you doing?
I was good until today happened. Now I'm less good.
Why? What happened?
As is life. Well, I was playing my tabletop RPG today, and I made a gnoll, which is a hyena character, and I was very excited to play as them. Been excited, waiting to play them for like a year-ish, and this is like the third or fourth session, and I'm pretty sure my character's about to die.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it really bums me out, because I've been enjoying it so much.
Want to know what'll cheer you up? Jacob's not here.
Are you giving me lots of money?
The fact that Jacob's not here, yeah.
I mean, I do enjoy that he's not here, but that does not make up for the fact that my poor Nolio is going to die.
Poor Nolio?
Yeah, my poor Nolio. That's what I call Noles. Nolios.
Nolio. Jesus. All right, well, stepping into sub for Jacob, we are upgrading big time. We've got Tim Ekibus joining us. Tim, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I'm all right.
You're not Jacob, so that's a step up in every way.
Yeah. The B show just became the show. I don't know what the,
Yeah. How are you doing? How was the last two days?
Yeah. What, the sub 48 hours? They were fine. I was... just kind of randomly off on Wednesday because I have to burn vacation time, which I use to have a delicious breakfast and get to the Lego store when it opened to obtain Optimus Prime in Lego form.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How much did that run you? How much do those things go? I know Lego are not cheap.
Well, the Optimus Prime set was $170, I think, before tax. I mean, it's
I can't wait to see that. I know. I can't wait to see that built.
Yeah, I'm building it rapidly. I was working on it. Sometimes, actually, usually when we're watching wrestling, I'm kind of like working on a set. But this one, I've just kind of been like, I got to get them together because I got to see it all in one piece. I can't wait. So that's awesome. No, I mean, spending a lot of money on Lego is nothing new for this guy.
Yeah, of all the Nintendo sets, don't you?
I don't have like, the Lego Mario is like a whole line, which comes with a little like Lego Mario and Lego Luigi that like interact with the sets, which we have both of, and I don't know where the fuck they ran off to. I can't find them. I confiscated them from my child briefly after Christmas because he was just like being annoying with them. And now I have no idea where the fuck they are. And I'm really bummed out. And like, my son is also bummed out because he can't play with his Mario Lego, and I feel like such a piece of shit. But
I mean, if it makes you feel better, chances are the kid will lost him eventually anyways.
He did dunk Lego Mario into milk.
God.
Any reason or just for the hell of it?
Well, he didn't understand what liquid does to electronics, and that was him learning that lesson. So
fair.
Yeah, it had to happen at some point. It was just unfortunate that it happened with him. But, what the fuck was I going to say? I got the, like, the Lego NES, which is, that was a large set. It's just a build of the classic NES with a CRT TV. I got the question block, like, Mario 64 set, which was... extremely awesome and also transforms. That is a very cool set that was also like $170, but yeah,
no, the most I understand spending a ton of money. I get that.
The most gamers, I think we all understand spending a lot of money.
The most expensive one I ever purchased by far is the Spider-Man Daily Bugle, which was like a solid $300. But it's fucking awesome. It's so cool. Because, I mean, the thing is, like, 4 feet tall and came with, like, 25 minifigures, and there's just so much going on with it. And yeah.
I have about $300 worth of Gundam model coming in.
Yep. See, we all have our problems, hobbies.
They're problems. They're problems. Shit, I don't have that kind Lego of money set.
Daily Bugle. I'm looking at pictures of it. Good Lord.
The Batwing one is really cool because you can mount it to your wall, which is why I purchased it, because I knew it would be easy to find a place for it. But yeah, lots of other, like, grand. I get lots of the video game ones. Go figure. I got the Sonic set. Got a. I haven't gotten the Horizon Zero Dawn one yet, but at some point, I'm sure. I got a bunch of Overwatch ones.
I didn't know they made a Horizon one. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they made one of the tall neck. It's been really hard to find because
giraffe ones. Okay.
Yeah, go figure. Everyone's been trying to get their grimy paws on it. Yeah. And Lego is. Yeah, there's people that are way more problematic than me with their Lego habits. I've been in the store as dudes were just like grabbing sets off the shelf that they didn't have, and by sets I mean like, you know, multi-$100 sets. Just like, oh, I don't have this one, and because that's what they do.
Yep. Hey, everyone has a hobby. I'm not going to judge.
Nope.
Speaking of our hobby, had a lot of news this week. The Sony had their State of Play event, and there's a lot of cool shit coming.
Yeah, I don't even own a PlayStation. It was pretty bitchin'.
No, the good thing is a lot of the stuff is multi-platform. Mm-hmm. There are some exclusives in there, some big exclusives. A lot of PSVR 2 talk. I was kind of surprised how much PSVR 2 stuff was shown at the beginning.
A couple of those looked interesting, but as someone who can't do VR of any sort, I kind of was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Does PSVR 2 even have a date yet? Tim, did they mention anything?
I don't think so. I was only like half paying attention to that shit because I'm never getting VR into this house. Like, I don't know. It was always a thing that struck me. Like, I can't do VR when I have a small child because I have to be able to keep an eye on the small child. And then it was kind of like, well, maybe if he's interested in VR, but he's played an Oculus Quest at my mother's house, his grandma's house, and he wasn't. You know, I don't know. He is a classic sit on the couch with a controller type of gamer.
He's like most gamers.
Yes. Yeah. He doesn't. I don't know. Some people I know are super into VR, and God bless them, but I don't think it's for me.
Well, the key word there was some. Some of the people, you know, some. Not many. Some.
Yeah. I enjoyed it when I played it. I think it's cool that you could get a headset for $250 now.
Yeah,
PSVR, it's getting really affordable.
Quite accessible.
That still sounds really, really expensive to me.
What, $250?
I mean, compared to spending like, I don't know, $800 on like a Vive setup, you know, or however much that is, I could be miss.
Yeah, and that set comes with the headset. I think it comes with two of the Move controllers, the camera, and a game.
Yeah.
That's cool, I think.
I'm so, like, it's tempting me to, like, should I invest in one, because how many of my games won't be playable on the PSVR 2?
Hopefully they'll all be playable on a PSVR 2, but I just don't know yet.
I think a lot won't be because they're going from light tracking to just, like, self-tracking.
I don't know.
But the State of Play, it started off with a video of Resident Evil 4 Remake. It kicked off the show. It looks pretty.
The only thing I hope for is, one, you can still upskirt Ashley, and two, she's not an annoying shit. That's all I want. Well, just those two things.
I think you'll get at least one of them.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll still be able to look up her skirt, without a doubt.
The one.
I just really hope that she's not as irritating. Like, Leon! Every 5 fucking seconds made me want to just shoot her, Leon! But that gave you a game over.
Leon!
Fucking hated her. I hated her so much, but that game was so good otherwise. Just took her out of it, it'd be great.
Yeah, I'm not sure it really needed to be remade, but there it is. Of course they're remaking it. Like, the full, I guess, treatment that they gave, you know, like 2 and 3, which were, you know, previously kind of left in the past sort of Resident Evil games with the tank controls and shit.
I just hope they don't change it too much. Like, keep it Resident Evil 4. Don't make it like Resident Evil 4 Remix.
I think it's going to end up being a lot like 2, 3, 7, and 8. Where with the 2 and 3 being the remakes, obviously. I think they're going to make it very much along those lines. And I'm for that. I think it's pretty cool.
I just want to know what the hell happened. Like, what about Code Veronica, guys? Remake that shit. Everybody forgets about it. Like, the real
Resident Evil. Oh, I'm sure those are coming. Probably after Zero.
Ugh.
Well, we will find out. The only one I don't. We will find out in March, because Resident Evil 4 Remake is coming March 24th.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Which is next year for those that are keeping track of their years.
I just hope they never remake Raccoon City, because that was disgustingly bad. The game deserves to die.
They announced that Resident Evil Village is going to have some PSVR 2 support. So
yep.
If you have Village, expect to shit your pants virtually once again.
I think they were doing that for all the Resident Evil games, because I think they said there was going to be 4 Resident Evil games with the VR treatment, but then they only showed just the one.
That's possible. I know Capcom seems to be really into the PSVR, so I say bring it on.
I think 7 already has.
Yeah, PSVR, 7 has VR.
So yeah. That would mean that 8, 2 Remake, 3 Remake, and then the upcoming 4 Remake would be the new 4, I would assume.
You know what? Cool. I feel like they put the 4 HD in VR. It's weirder for those because, you know, 7 and 8 are first person, so it lends itself well to it, but I don't know about the other ones, but meh.
Yeah, I don't know. Walking Dead Saints and Sinners Chapter 2 Retribution has been announced. It will be coming in 2022 to PSVR 2. So it's
PSVR another zombie is, game.
Narrowed down to this year.
Boy, cool. Do I not love how many like horror games this state of play started off with when I'm watching it with my child who's terrified of zombies. It's like, man. Oh, buddy, get your pillow and hide. These are not your games.
You should just explain to the kid that zombies are pathetic.
Well, you know, not all fears are rational. Most of them aren't.
What are you scared of, Aki?
Spiders, because they're poisonous.
Not all of them.
And heights, because you can fall and die.
I'm not scared of heights, I'm scared of falling.
Okay, yeah, that's fair enough. I'm pretty sure that's what it comes down to. And then social situations, because I'm afraid of embarrassing myself more than I already do. Mm. So, yeah.
Very understandable.
Yeah, all three of mine are very logical.
Yeah, fair. No Man's Sky is coming to PSVR 2, so they showed some footage of that. That's pretty cool. And then mm-hmm. Horizon Call of the Mountain got its first gameplay awesome. Trailer for PSVR 2. Yeah, a lot of PSVR really cool. stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah. Kind of packed in there at the beginning.
And it was a whole bunch, but it was packed into like 1 minute worth of information. Minutes, yeah. It's like, damn.
Yeah. And then they announced that Horizon Forbidden West is getting updated with an ultra hard mode, new game plus, and improved performance and graphics. So if it wasn't already pretty enough, holy hell.
And there's a transmog system being added, which is nice. Didn't even know there was different outfits, but, you know, hey, still.
You're just going to find the skimpiest one. We all know that.
When it comes to PC and I have a PC good enough, yes. this is true.
Speaking of coming to PC, Spider-Man Remastered coming to PC August 12th.
I am excited for that. If only my PC was good enough. I am so excited for that anyways.
Yeah, I don't think your machine's going to run it.
God, no. No, mine won't run the original Horizon Zero Dawn game. It's not going to run fucking Spider-Man. Yeah, but if it's not going to run the original fucking Horizon Zero Dawn game, it sure as fuck ain't going to be playing Spider-Man.
True. Something else I know you're excited about, Stray got another gameplay trailer with a release date of July 19th.
Yay! So cute,
but Kitty that one cat. Seems to be PlayStation only, and it's sad.
Also with weird PlayStation Plus availability, which I just kind of, because it said available on, I don't know, two of the tiers, and I'm like, well, I'm sure one of them isn't the cheap one.
No, it's definitely not. The medium and high tier.
Yeah, so is this perhaps their first like indie game that they're launching day one on their service,
straight to PlayStation Game Pass.
Yeah, that's noteworthy, I suppose.
I'll play it. Looks cute as hell. So
yeah, I have not decided whether I'm committing more dollars to PlayStation Plus yet. So
if they put it on Xbox, I'll play it.
Yeah, I mean it will be eventually, I'm sure. But it might be a while. I mean, maybe I might just exchange dollars for it because it's a funny looking cat game that so like, you know, it has its own appeal.
I guess we will find out in July. But later on this year, December 2nd, we will be seeing the Callisto Protocol.
Yes.
That looked gory.
Hey, look, another game trailer that my child couldn't watch.
That has been hailed as the Dead Space game for so long. I can't fucking wait for it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm more excited for that than I am for the fucking Dead Space remake at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it is the spiritual successor to Dead Space, despite being set in the PUBG universe.
I did not know that. Please don't try to ruin this game for me. No, don't do that.
I mean, I can't even begin to understand how the two might be connected, but that is allegedly a thing. Also, December 2nd, really? Is that coming out this year? Really?
Come on. No chance in hell.
Delay. Something coming out in August 16th, we are going to see Rollerdrome, a rollerblading shooting game.
That seems kind of interesting, because I do like roller derby.
It's from Roll 7, and I like their games, but I wasn't sold on this one.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're going for on this one. I don't know if it's going to be a single-player game, or if it's going to be, like, an open versus game. I don't know what they're planning here, so yeah, I'm not sure if I'm particularly interested in it.
Looked like Tony Hawk with guns. Wasn't there like a skiing or snowboarding game where you like pulled out rifles and shot people on the slopes? Am I imagining that?
I don't know, but it sounds awesome.
I could probably do that stuff in one of the GTA, so kind of.
After that, they showed off a game called Eternites.
Oh, that looked so cool.
It got an intense gameplay trailer, according to Reddit. What happened in the trailer? Aki, tell us about it.
Is that the one kid's arm gets?
Yes. At the very opening, you see this kid's face and just blood floating through the air as they fall backwards. Their arm gets cut off from who knows fucking what. And then it gets replaced with this weird alien-y thing that turns it in from an arm into like a giant blade into a weird alien tentacle thingy he creeps out a girl with later on in the trailer. And he uses the sword obviously for combat, and it looks like a really cool JRPG, but there's also going to be dating sim elements to it because there's lots of girls that you can apparently, go for. And man, that game looks so fucking cool, but it seems to be a PlayStation only game, and that makes me sad. I want it so bad.
Time to get a PlayStation.
Maybe one day. That shit's. Maybe when it gets really, really, really cheap, I will, and then I'll buy it. Oh,
that's going to be a long time away.
Yeah, I know. It'll probably be partway into the next fucking generation. Be like, okay, I can finally afford it. And all the games.
Yeah, God, it feels more likely that they just stop making them and start making PlayStation 6s at some point.
They very well might.
Like, just a dead stop to the console. Just like, whatever, everything in PlayStation 5 will run on PlayStation 6, so why even make them there? Bye.
Well, who knows? Maybe it won't work that way with PlayStation. You never know. But yeah, that Eternites is coming out early 2023, and also releasing in 2023, Street Fighter 6. It got another trailer, and it looks interesting. It has an open world vibe to it.
Well, I'm sure that, you know, that's for single player exploratory stuff. And when it comes down to it, obviously, it's going to be one-on-one fighting. Notable, this game is not a PlayStation exclusive.
Hooray!
Yeah, that's probably good for everything about the game, that it is not locked onto the PlayStation ecosystem.
The interesting thing is, it's going to be on PS4, PS5, PC, and Xbox Series X. Not Xbox One.
Okay.
I wonder why. That's weird.
Maybe that's the extent of the PlayStation exclusivity.
Xbox One.
Technically announced two new characters. The one of them's Chun-Li, and, you know, duh, there's that other Kung Fu guy whose name is escaping me at this
Jamie. Moment.
Yeah, that guy.
Guy with the long hair. Jamie looked so cool.
So the game has commentary now from like FGC commentators.
What?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So imagine, you know, you're this is the analogy I will use. You know, you're
I know what a commentator is, just so we're aware. Yeah. I don't know what the rest of that was.
Yeah, no. But it's just imagine like what you'd hear in like a football game, or a wrestling game, no. And they went and got. Well, it's a thing where it's interesting because it kind of adds to the game because they have the commentary team like talking about aspects of a fighting game that you're probably
it's
your
Street
average
Fighter.
Person doesn't
They're
think
fighting
about.
On the street at random.
Yes.
Why the fuck are there suddenly commentators there at a street? That just seems.
So clearly this is not a feature or perhaps a game that will appeal to you.
Well, it's a fighting game. Those don't appeal to me
exactly.
very much anyways.
So
that just seems silly in universe.
No, it's well, I don't think, yeah, but it's, people are excited about it. Let me put it that way. Fans of Street Fighter think that this is an awesome addition to the game.
Chun-Li a new character? Isn't she like a staple character?
Yeah, she is newly announced for Street Fighter 6. I was throwing up.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant brand new characters, because I thought the other two characters in that trailer that weren't Ryu and her were new characters, because I've never seen them.
No, Luke is in 5. He was the last character announced for 5, so.
Okay.
I
haven't played it since Super Street Fighter 2, the best one in the entire series.
So this might not be the game for you.
Yeah, just a little bit, no.
But
fighting games are not, especially with achievements. I can't do ones with achievements because, Joe, you know how I get with achievements. I can't.
I think the fighting, like the flourishes on the fighting itself actually look pretty good. Like very like huge color splashes looks very cool. I mean, there's still a lot to learn about how the mechanics of the game work and the roster and all that stuff. But I really like
the cutscenes they showed. That I assume is from the single player stuff. Like when Chun-Li was fighting with that other girl, just teaching her stuff. That was so fucking cool.
Yeah, I'm interested to explore Metro City. That's neat. That's from Final Fight, by the way, just in case you didn't know that bit.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think people are generally ready to move on from 5. Like 5 kind of had a messy history that sort of kind of got to where it maybe needed to be a little bit more towards the end, but.
Hopefully they don't like start from ground zero with 6, and like I hope they keep a big roster. I hope it's not just like here's the bare bones. You're gonna get the rest by DLC.
Well, that's every fighting game, man. Just about is like you start with like maybe 20 characters, and then
not every fighting game. I mean, Dead or Alive gives you all the characters. They just then turn around and give you like $500 worth of cosmetics for them. That's all.
So, yeah, everybody does different things to rake you over the coals. So, yeah, that's just kind of the model.
Some good news: Tunic is making its way over to PlayStation September 27th.
I guess
that's awesome. I didn't realize they didn't already have that, so I'm glad they're able to play it, because that is a fucking fantastic game, and
I thought it was
hope
okay.
More people get to play it and enjoy it, because
I actually didn't get that far into it. I kind of stopped because I
100% did that game. I got it for a review, I think, or did I just play it for fun?
I don't remember.
It was on Game Pass. I don't know. I fucking love that game. Oh my god, it was so great, especially once I found out you could customize your fox, and my fox was fucking super adorable.
Like Tunic. Out. There you go.
Yes.
Always good that things are on more platforms at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Agreed.
The more people get to enjoy it, the more people get to talk about it, and the more people that gets the spread to love.
Yeah, because it looks like the next two are going to be PlayStation exclusives. They showed off Season A Letter to the Future.
Oh, that looks so cute.
Cool looking game. Yeah.
I didn't really understand what was going on in this one.
Me either. But it's cool.
Looked cool, yeah.
It seems like you play as someone who's going around just recording the lives of people, and it seems, from how they spoke, it kind of seemed like they were going to disappear when the season ended. Because some of the people in that didn't seem like they were people. Like, they were some sort of monster-type creature. And so that's what I got out of it, is maybe they're going to disappear or something. Your character's just there recording them, just to be like, these things existed.
Yeah, could be.
It looks really interesting. I really like the visual design.
We'll find out this fall. It comes out this fall, so we'll find out more then.
Mm-hmm.
And then final game of the show, they ended with the trailer for Final Fantasy 16, a nice little indie game getting its due at the end. It'll be releasing summer 2023, PlayStation exclusive, obviously, for the first year at least. But as we've seen with Final Fantasy 7, that don't mean shit.
All I know is fuck PlayStation for that. I wanted to play Final Fantasy, play as Aeons. Damn it. Because that's all that game is.
Yeah, yeah. No, it looks like it has a big focus on the summons in this world are associated with people.
That looks so cool.
But it has it's still, again, much more of a classic fantasy bent to it than the past few Final Fantasy games. Yep, me as well.
I prefer medieval stuff. And it looked like the combat changed, too.
Yeah,
what little they showed looked kind of like
looks more still looks actiony. You know, definitely not something turn based for sure.
It seems kind of like they are aiming for like group battle where it's a little more hack and slashy than you see in lots of them. And it also seems like they're doing more Souls esque dueling in it when you have one on one combat, which is kind of cool.
Still felt kind of turn-based to me from what I saw. Might have just been the footage I saw. It looked like he would do an attack and attack a group of people, and the rest would just like stand around and watch it happen, waiting for their turn.
Well, they might have some kind of like stamina bar or something going on. Yeah, maybe. That does happen. All of them regardless.
I did not know that was going to be exclusive for any period of time, though. Now I'm depressed. Oh,
yeah. Fucking yeah!
I mean,
fucking yeah! Carnage with Carnage agreeing via sub, agreeing with that fucking yeah, subbing for his 22nd month. So Carnage, thank you for coming in, dropping that sub, and agreeing with Aki that exclusivity sucks.
Yep,
I mean it happens. It's part of the business.
Yeah,
it's just how it goes.
It shouldn't happen. It shouldn't be.
Oh well. Both companies pulled the shit, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Like, when was 13 the last one that launched on two platforms?
Yep.
15, right. I think, launched on both too, didn't it?
Yeah. I don't think. Yeah, did it? Okay.
I think one of the 13s didn't. I think one of them started with
like
the...
2 and Lightning, I don't think, did.
No, they were
Lightning
on Xbox.
Definitely different.
I mean, they are now, yeah.
At launch. They were on Xbox at launch.
But were they also on PlayStation at launch?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, they had simultaneous launches. The last one that didn't was 14 and then 12.
Yeah.
Because 12 was PS2 only.
Yeah.
And then 13, 1, 2, and 3 all launched on Xbox and PlayStation together. 15 launched on Xbox and PlayStation together.
So this is like more like the first time in like 15 years that one, you know, counting it for it. Yeah. More like that.
But we don't count 14 because that's an MMO.
Yeah, that's its own
who cares
weird thing.
I wish that would come to Xbox already, god damn it. It's supposedly been coming for how long?
Yeah, they did announce it, didn't they?
Yeah, they said it would happen after the latest expansion. They would put more work and effort into making that happen, but they have a small dev team and can only do so much. So
too busy updating the game that's making a bajillion dollars all the time.
Tiny indie franchise MMO. But let's see, PlayStation Plus and Games with Gold were announced for June. PlayStation has God of War on the PS4, so if you for some reason haven't played it, you get it as part of this. And then
awesome.
Naruto to Boruto Shinobi Striker is on PS4, and Nickelodeon All-Star Battle or All-Star Brawl is on PS4 and PS5.
Two hard ones to pronounce in a row. I'm sorry.
Well, Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl isn't hard to pronounce. I just have dentures and stumble over my words. Hooray!
So, yeah, I mean, God of War's cool, though. I think most PlayStation owners have already played it.
It's part of the PS collection on PS5, so like most people already do have it.
Seems, yeah. And it's going to be, I'm sure it's part of the higher tier PlayStation Pluses at this point. I mean, All-Star Brawl is like a 6-month old game that's been available for like as low as $20. That one's not bad. Naruto. I don't know that. I mean, obviously that appeals to people that are, I'm not going to say not me, cause I have a Naruto game, but I have a Naruto game. So, you know, it's fine.
No.
I don't know. It's
apparently decent fighting games.
Yeah. No, they are. That's why I have one of them. Yeah. So people should probably check the games out before they just bitch about it in Sony's mentions, but oops, they already did.
Well, it's better than what Xbox is dealing with, because for Xbox games with gold, we're getting Avon Colony and Project High Rise.
Two very niche games. Woohoo!
Yeah, the 360 games are good, though.
At least they're going to be games that most people probably don't own.
True, but the 360 games are good, though, with Super Meat Boy and Rascals.
I don't know what Rascals is. I've never
heard that one. Not familiar.
Super Meat Boy, I know what it is, because I used to play it back before it was a proper game on consoles. I don't like that one, sadly. So what's like Rascals? Super Meat Boy? No, I think it's too hard, and it bothers me. To me, that's a rage-inducing game, and I don't particularly like those.
That's fair.
What's this Rascals game, though? Because it sounds like you know what it is.
I have it. I don't remember much about it. Rascals. I remember the cute dude on the cover, and they have like one of the songs was in Rock Band. They released as Rock Band Network. Action platform game. There you go.
Okay, that sounds like that could be decent. I might like that.
It's cute.
Find out.
Super Meat Boy, the original Super Meat Boy with the good soundtrack.
Nice.
That's the important part.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of them had a bad soundtrack, so.
Well, they had a falling out.
Did they change it for forever? Yeah.
Yeah, I think 360 is the only console that has the original soundtrack.
Oh, that's sad, because that's like, that's an all-timer right there.
Yeah. Oh, man. Anyway, Game Pass. A lot of games coming to Game Pass. Available now, we have For Honor Marching Fire Edition. So that game got the upgrade to Marching Fire. And then we also got the Ninja Gaiden Master Collection.
So now you'll have a reason to cry in the corner. Yay. Yes,
all three of the new Ninja Gaiden re-releases are now available on Game Pass. And then next week on the 7th, oh boy, we are getting Assassin's Creed Origins.
Yeah.
Chorus.
Still need to play that.
Yay, Chorus. There we go. Okay.
That was apparently a really good game.
Has that been out on Xbox before this?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's available now.
People should play it now, because you probably didn't even realize it came out last December, and it's a pretty cool fucking game.
And then also two games launching the Game Pass, Spacelines from the Far Out and Disc Room, which Carnage has been, if you're looking in chat, he's hyping it up right now.
I've never heard of either of those games. Shit. Disc Room.
I'm not too sure what Disc Room is. Carnage has been like excited about it, but I don't know what it is.
Disc Room. On Steam, let's see here.
He says it's like Hyperdot and Just Shapes and Beats. So, well, that's good, because we just got Just Shapes and Beats this week to Xbox as well. Not on Game Pass, but...
What was the other game? Not Disc Room, but the other one? The
Space
first one?
Lines from the Far Out.
Never heard of that one either, so I have to go look that up too.
Well, they're launching right to Game Pass on the 7th, so there you go. Not all good news, though. There are a bunch of games leaving on the 15th. Some big titles, too. Darkest Dungeon is leaving. Dungeons & Dragons Dark Alliance is leaving. Greedfall.
Sucked anyway.
It's a shame.
I thought Dark Alliance was decent if you had friends to play with, but by yourself, not really.
Most of us are losers and don't have friends to play with. It's fine.
Fair. Greedfall is leaving. Limbo is leaving. And Worms Rumble.
Well, if you haven't played Limbo at this point and you don't own it on multiple other platforms, I don't know what to tell you. Like, come on, man.
Hey, go finish it. You can beat it in a day. It's
yeah,
simple.
Seriously.
Good game.
Spend an evening.
Tim, have you been following that Multiverses game?
No, not at all.
No?
Nope.
That seemed like something you would have been following and been into.
Nah.
Well, a leak has revealed 20 potential new characters that were coming to the game. The leaker says that the following characters are, quote, definitely coming, with Joker and Raven from DC, Gizmo from Gremlins, Marvin the Martian, LeBron James, Rick and Morty, Scooby-Doo, Daenerys and the Hound from Game of Thrones, the Wicked Witch from The Wizard of Oz, Johnny Bravo, Fred Flintstone, and Godzilla.
I am all for Johnny Bravo being in fucking anything. I love that idiot.
Like, the more I hear about this game lineup, the more I'm interested in it. It's just such a crazy collection of characters.
Yeah.
They revealed some more that are, quote, likely coming with Samurai Jack, the Powerpuff Girls, all as one fighter, Duck Dodgers.
Okay. Yes.
Scorpion from Mortal Kombat.
So weird.
Ben 10. This one's confusing. Ted Lasso.
Yep.
Fucking who?
Ted Lasso.
Yeah, I'm not.
The fuck is that?
It's like some guy from an Apple Plus show that people have been really, I don't know, I've seen people talking about it, but I have no.
Isn't it Jason Sudeikis playing the guy?
I don't know shit about it.
I don't know either. And then the Animaniacs are supposedly going to be all one fighter.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Such a weird mashup of characters.
I know. I can't just looked wait. Up
this guy.
Well, this is what happens when, you know, three corporations own every goddamn thing and you just got WB rooting around in its drawers trying to figure out what they can put into a game.
I can throw everything at it.
Yeah.
I just know I saw someone playing like a beta of the game or something, I think, and they were playing as Velma and I was just happy. That's all that mattered to me.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people playing the alpha, the closed alpha that they had. It looks really good. I thought gameplay-wise it looked really solid. I am interested in getting my hands on it and trying it myself. I wasn't able to get into the alpha, but maybe the next round I'll get in.
Seemed like people had a good time with it, so that's cool. Yeah.
Modern Warfare 2 artwork has shown up on Steam, suggesting that the franchise is returning to the platform. So if you are a Call of Duty fan and you hate using launchers that aren't Steam, good news?
I mean, that makes sense with, I think they've been moving them all over there, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if we'll see them pop up on the Windows Store, like the Win10 store.
No.
Win10.
Win10. I don't know. I saw they just dropped like a thing today that like more information's coming like next, I don't know, month or something like that. Well, later, and next week is what I meant to say. It's June already. Jesus H. Yeah.
And then some sad news. Soul Calibur 2 has been delisted from the Xbox store.
Yeah. Oh, the shit. Actually, that actually is probably a shame. I think that was probably the one that I liked the most.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Yeah.
Either two or three. But, I don't know.
I didn't like three, but
one of them had like I don't particularly care that much for the actual fighting aspect of it, like the multiplayer or typically the single player. But one of them had a different mode that you could play, where you made a hero. That's helpful.
I think you're talking about three because three had create a character in it.
Well, it wasn't just like you making one for like the single player multiplayer stuff, but it was like its own mode and you went through this entire storyline.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
Yeah. But actually most of the Soul Calibur games have something like that, especially the early ones.
I like
better and more
one of them very specifically. Sadly, I don't remember which one it was.
I'm thinking it's three because that was part of the, when you said create a character, I'm just like, yeah, that was, you like made one for that mode and one and two didn't have that.
It had this big old spiraling story and you went everywhere, you got to fight different characters, sometimes they join your side. It was great. I loved it. Yeah. And they'd never had it after that and I was like, oh, that was like my favorite thing.
They always changed it. But yeah, the one and three wasn't my favorite, but maybe that wasn't the one. I don't know. They stopped doing as much of that kind of starting with like four and five.
No, unfortunately, like 2 is now gone from the Xbox store, so if you wanted to play that backward compatible, you are now out of luck. Missed Over, another game that is getting delisted at the end of the month from PS4, Switch, and PC, including the Windows 10 store. A lot of outlets are reporting that it's on Xbox. It is not on Xbox. It did not release on Xbox. It's just on the Windows 10 store, so a lot of people are getting that confused.
I don't know what Missed Over is.
Like a card RPG strategy kind of thing. That's a shame. It's still there until the end of the month. So if you got $30, give it a go. And then Super Bomberman R Online will be shutting down on December 1st. Yes, it only came out a few months ago, and it is shutting down already.
I was about to say, that doesn't seem like it's been out for very long.
Nope. Yeah, they gave up on that one pretty quick.
It's shutting down after 18 months, so it had a good year and a half. But
a good year and a half.
It had a year and a half.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the news I have. Aki, Tim, either of you have any news to talk about?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, they showed more details for Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, and importantly, everyone was introduced to Lechonk, the pig Pokemon, which is taking the world by storm. His name's Lechonk. I don't know what else to tell you. I mean,
wow, Lechonk. Fantastic. The first thing I see is Lechonk is all elite.
Yes, because there was a sign last night. But there's another Pokemon. I don't remember what its clever name is, but it's an olive, given sentience. Some good looking nonsense in that game. But yeah, Lechonk is definitely kind of the star right now. And that got a date. And that's a big deal because Pokemon games sell a bajillion copies. And
the only thing I know about that game is apparently the Professor Oak character in it is a hot lady. That's all I know.
Well, there's a lady and a dude, and the dude actually looks like a friend of the show, David Ottavino. What else is like the legendaries. One has like a tire in its chest. The other has jet engines. I don't know what the fuck's going on there, but as someone with a young Pokemaniac in the house, that is paramount news.
I have clearly not paid any attention to Pokemon lately, and it seems I am missing out on some weird shit.
Yeah,
I haven't paid attention to it since like Gen 2. So
also, this one has online co-op for up to 4 players, and that is a big deal.
That's like, cool.
And it doesn't. I mean, I'm sure Nintendo will find a way to do what they do with online play. But
end it all.
Yeah, it is a it's open world, so it looks like you can just get into an open world with your friends and run around and catch and fight Pokemon. Until we get more details, there seems like some very promising stuff. And if that stuff doesn't pan out, we'll always have Lechonk.
I love this picture of Lechonk is all elite.
Share that.
Oh, my Lord. I will. I'll share it in chat eventually. I like the three starter Pokemon? Sprigatito, I guess. Fuecoco and Quaxly.
Quaxly, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah,
it's a Spanish themed Pokemon game, so people have already made some speculation that as to how those are gonna go. But yeah, I think I'm in for Fuecoco, the little fiery dinosaur looking thing.
I guess I'll be a grass kitty cat. Fuck, I'm getting back into Pokemon, I guess. Shit.
Nothing will ever beat Eevee, so I just don't even care.
I still have my Psyduck plushies around the house. I love Psyduck.
I like Eevee and all of its evolutions. They're like my favorite. Followed by Cyndaquil and its evolutions, because badgers are adorable little bastards.
Any other news?
Embracer Group is creating a new game, Preservation Archive. That's cool. Preserving games. It's good to do. Everything else, everything should be preserved.
I agree. Preservation groups, get on Xbox's dick to restart the backward compatibility program.
For fuck's sake, please do.
I won't let this die. It can't die. We need Afro Samurai playable on Xbox One.
I never played that. I always meant to, but I never got that or played it. Makes me sad.
The first one was a really solid game.
I heard that.
Yeah, and then there was a second one that apparently, like, one person owns on Xbox.
I didn't even know there were multiple. I thought there was only the one.
Exactly. The second one was pulled before it was released.
Oh, jeez. And
canceled. But someone, like, one person got a review code for it and played it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
So if you check your achievements. Oh, they did title the new Dragon Age game.
Oh, Dreadwolf.
And Dreadwolf, which is
I forgot about that, and that makes me happy.
Yeah, it's purely good because it is motion on the front of Dragon Age 4, Switch,
yeah,
has been pretty motionless for a long time. So we'll see. Yeah. The hope in this house is that means we're going to get more news possibly later this month from somebody. But
I'm nice. Interested in that we'll one, see. But I'm kind of iffy on it at the same time because I really like Dragon Age. The Inquisition just wasn't as fun as the other titles in the series. I prefer how they played more.
I am with you. And this one has also had a long and winding road. So we'll see what shows up at the other end.
I really hope it's good because I just want another good Dragon Age.
Yeah. I hope if they make a collector's edition, it's not a steaming pile of shit this time. The Dragon Age Inquisition Collector Edition was made by Triforce Productions, and it was super low quality. Like, the rivets on the chest were just plastic that were, like, hot glued on, and they would come off easily. Yeah. I had multiple broken pieces inside. There were glass chunks when I opened it up. It was not a pretty sight, and it was very common that they were... Like, the local GameStop had to source out 4 different collector's editions to get a complete one to give to me.
Oh, you know what? I'm
going to go in the other direction. I hope it's a piece of shit again.
Dick.
We're off the road. Hey, stop spending $200 on special editions. Whose fault is that, Joe?
Fair.
I mean, I can't really talk shit about Joe because I bought the...
We can all talk shit about Joe.
Hey, the only real collector's editions I've been buying lately have been like heavily discounted sale collector's edition. Like that Biomutant collector's edition that was originally like $400, I got for like $120, and it is cool as fuck, and it's sitting behind my shoulder right here, if people can see.
Yeah.
I got the new Plague Tale one. Tail 2. I bought that one.
Nice. What comes in that?
I just need it. A statue that includes, I believe that includes Amicia and Hugo, the two main characters, and a swarm of rats, I believe. It's been a while since I've looked at it because I bought this a couple months ago now. Right when I realized that they existed, I bought one immediately. It also comes with some lithographs. And the games. Nice. And I think it may be a soundtrack with it. I don't remember anymore.
A physical CD that you put in your car CD player. Remember those things, kids?
Yeah, I still have a bunch of those.
Does my car? My car does not have one. I think my wife's car does, but
that's why all my computers have CD drives, actually. Yeah.
My computer doesn't. Like, I can't use CDs anymore.
I buy them and install them if it doesn't come with one.
Yeah,
That's what I had to do on my last on the computer that I'm currently use. Is I had to install my own fucking CD drive.
And you're not
that
expensive.
Was not pleasant. I don't like doing that. I don't like installing anything on my computer.
Me neither. Like, I'm not tech savvy with my. It's a miracle I'm able to take it apart, clean it, and put it back together.
Yeah, luckily, my mom knows how to do some of this stuff, so I had her help with it. I was like, if I had to do it, I would have just been paralyzed because I'd be too worried about breaking anything and then have to spend more money. I refuse to even put in extra RAM in my computer. I have someone else do it because I'm like, I don't want to break these. These were like $40, $50. No, no thanks. So do I. I need so much more.
Anyway,
I need a whole new computer.
Nope,
that was everything that everyone provided me in the news area of our Discord that you can all come and join if you're not already in it.
Yeah, I'll have to drop a link somewhere and get people involved in there. We good to start reviews?
Yes.
Tim, you want to go first or no? Okay.
No, I'm good.
Cool. Aki, you are starting off with Sniper Elite 5 full review. Oh, Jesus. Developed and published by Rebellion, released May 25th on Xbox One, Series X and S, PS4, PS5, and PC for $59.99. Also available as part of Xbox Game Pass. The latest installment in the award-winning series, Sniper Elite 5, offers unparalleled sniping, tactical third-person combat, and an enhanced kill cam. Fight your way across the most immersive maps yet with many real-world locations captured in stunning detail and an improved traversal system that lets you explore more of them than ever before. Also, you get to blow people's balls off, right, Aki?
Yes. get testicle shots. They're fun. There's an achievement for getting one at 100 meters. It was one of the first ones I got.
Of course
I wasn't even meaning to. I just happened to get it because I like shooting them in the crotch. It is what it is. As I thought with my first impressions from last week, the levels aren't anywhere near as big as 4, which was my big problem with 4. They felt like they went on for fucking ever. This one, the levels are a little more compact. I think they're about as long still to get through. Doesn't feel like it's taking forever because there's always stuff to do. There's always Nazis. The Nazis are very streamlined in a path for you to take to get to the end. Whereas in the other one, you know, you might walk around for some time before you're like, hey, here's a new group of Nazis to kill the shit out of. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Because Nazis are bad, right? Like,
yes, Nazis yes. are bad.
It's bad. Not, it's not parse words here. Fuck Nazis.
Fuck Nazis.
No thanks.
Yeah, if you see a Nazi on the street, punch it.
Punch him.
Punch it.
Punch him right in
not
the
just
crotch.
Him. Could be a her. Equal punch opportunity to Nazis. Punch him.
Yep.
Yeah. Touch them in the balls, and if they don't have any, come pun them. Have my permission. Enjoy.
anyway, but, so...
yeah, there are 9 levels, only 8 of them you really need to care about. The 9th level is just kill one guy. That's it. there is technically a 10th level, but it's DLC, sadly. And I think if you pre-ordered the game, you got it. Free, I think.
I think it's also part of the season pass.
It is part of the season pass. You can also buy it solo.
Yeah.
Why you would buy it solo, I have no fucking clue. It's going to be cheaper to get the season pass and have it in there, but whatever. Sadly, my review code did not provide me with that.
It is what it is.
That's a shame. Yeah. In this one, in most of the other games, you get access to all your rifles, well, most of your rifles, what, right away. Or you pick them up in the game, and now you have it unlocked. In this one, there's enemies you have to kill a very specific way, and they will unlock a new weapon for you, which is kind of interesting. None of them are particularly hard. They're like, oh, this guy, kill him with a stealth attack. This one... kill him with explosives, and he drives around in a car the entire time. All you have to do is blow the fucking car up, and it has a nice gas canister right there in the front of it that you can shoot. So, yeah, not too hard, but you kind of have to pay attention, because if you don't realize that, you're just not going to get any more weapons, and the weapons you start with are crap. They're pretty crap. So that was an interesting little development. I found that this game really wants you to also master all of your weapons, which isn't too bad. There's a level that you can just farm stuff on and just keep doing that first section over and over to get them done real quick. That's what I did yesterday, actually.
nice.
Yeah. But all the levels take place in different areas as per the typical usual stuff. There are a lot of snipers throughout this that you can, that are anti you, so you have to shoot them at a distance, which is really cool. Because in the prior games, you didn't have a ton of those to deal with. Like in the farming level I was talking about, even it's like the 3rd level you can play in the game, and right from the start, there's like 3 or 4 different snipers right there that you can pick off at a distance, and it's like, yes, this is what I want, a sniping game where I kill other snipers and it's not multiplayer. This is great. There's still a ton of non-snipers that you get to, you know, blow your way through as well. This is oh god, no
phrasing.
This
oh, we
is did
all, we went through all the blow material on Tuesday night with that blowfish game.
Which game? No, I need to focus on this. I'm going to get sidetracked. This has taken a page from the zombie army games, where it has a lot of areas where you can snipe, but there's also a lot of areas where they're just compact little places for you to pull out an assault rifle and just shoot the living shit out of everybody and just go through. Granted, you can stealth your way through probably most of this game. You have to be good and you have to be patient, and even I'm not that patient. I'd rather just kill things. it gives you both a stealth rating as well as a non-stealthy rating, clearly. And there's also a non-lethal and lethal rating. Instead of just killing enemies with, like, in all the games, you can basically sneak up behind an enemy and do an instant kill attack. Now they've added a pacify option, which just knocks them the fuck out. If another enemy sees them, they will wake them the fuck up, but you can hide them just like you can everyone else by dumping them in grass or something. And there's also beanbag bullets, basically, effectively, for all of your weapons that you can either find in the level or start with equipped, which is nice. So you can even headshot enemies with, like, your sniper rifle with a non-lethal bullet and knock their ass out from, like, 500 yards. It's fantastic. So at the end of the level, it just tells you how your playstyle was. So it's basically in a four-piece quadrant between lethal, non-lethal on the x-axis and stealth and being a loud obnoxious twat on the y-axis, and it just basically places you on there. Doesn't really do anything to the game. The game doesn't care how you play. It's just a visual representation, so you can be like, okay, cool, this is where I fall on here, awesome. Most of mine are on the stealth and very, very lethal. And yeah, there's a bunch of collectibles for you to find in the game. A whole bunch. Every level has 19, except for, again, level 9 that doesn't, because, again, it's a shoot one person and you're done mission, like most of the games have at the end, so that's really nice. It has medals that you can obtain throughout the game. I think a couple of these have had some of those as well, and some of them are for doing little weird things, which is kind of fun. Like, there's a whole bunch of them from different ways you can finish that last kill one person mission. Like, there's one killing with a headshot, which is, you know, obviously. There's also one for killing him in iron sights instead of with a scope, which is really difficult. Because he immediately gets in a car, and when he's not in the car, he's super far the fuck away.
Jeez.
And yeah, there's all sorts of little stuff like that that are in it. And it's really fun. I've really enjoyed it. Hold on a second. Doug, must you hop behind me like that?
Ah! I must, Fana.
Yeah, I have to. I'm, like, sitting on, like, one quarter of the seat now because he jumped behind me and he has wedged himself in there.
Nice. Dog, it's good to know I'm not the only one who gets interrupted by animals.
Yeah. Yeah, he was trying to interrupt me at the start, too. I'm pretty sure he probably wants to go potty or something, but he's going to have to wait until after this is done.
Well, they're mentioning in chat, if you're not a fan of Nazis, you can continue the Nazi murder with Wolfenstein New Order, the free game on Epic this week.
Yeah.
Some more news.
That's a decent game, too.
But if you already have that, Sniper Elite 5 is $60. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, hell yeah. I think it's great. And I can't wait to see what they're adding with the season pass. So, yeah, I'm all for it.
Cool.
Hopefully I get to review the season pass stuff and tell you guys what I feel on that.
Cool. Well, if it shows up, it'll be right over your way. So.
Nice.
All right. Next up is Card Shark, developed by Nerial, published by Devolver Digital, released June 2nd on Switch and Steam for $19.99. Card Sharking is an adventure game full of cunning, intrigue, and delectable deceit. Tim, what is Card Shark?
Shit. Well, it's a adventure game full of cunning and deceit. No, it's so. This is a pretty cool game. Despite it, you know, presenting itself as a card game, don't be scared or bored away. Like, this is not a game where you have to play like poker or blackjack. It is not a casino game of that nature. As I was talking to someone about it, and they're like, oh, so you're like playing, no, like, no, there is no, none of that. This is a game that takes place in late 1700s in France. So pre-revolution France. And you are a mute servant boy who ends up getting picked up by this supposed noble to help him. Well, after his after some stuff goes down, you end up kind of getting taken in by this noble who uses you as his partner in crime as he goes to various poker houses around mostly France and tries to swindle people out of their money. So the actual gameplay, as it were, is you like learning like little tricks that take the form of kind of like little mini games, I guess is the best way to put it. It is, it's things where it's like, okay, you have to time the button press. You're putting in commands in like a certain combination. There is, certainly a degree of autonomy to it sometimes, where you kind of got to think on the fly with like how you're shuffling cards or moving cards around or trying to deal cards around the table. So that is kind of where like the challenge comes in of playing the game. But it's definitely, I did not find that stuff to be difficult, and I don't think you're like really supposed to. There is options for the difficulty that will like make the tricks easier. When you are like at a table, like you need to execute things cleanly or else, the other people at the table will start to catch on to your nonsense. There'll be like a meter that goes across the bottom of the screen. So you can toggle it so that like it goes across very slow and you have more room to fuck things up, along the way. It will give you hints, you can have hints turned on in the middle of a game to kind of push you in the right direction with certain things. But the game is pretty good about like when it's teaching you the tricks, like you'll be in like a carriage with this guy, the Count, going from place to place, and he'll go over the tricks with you, and you have like all the time in the world to go over things before you get to your next destination. So you got time, and I would spend plenty of time practicing just to make sure I had things down. It definitely feels cool like when you are in the moment and you are pulling these tricks off and like swindling people, and like the moments where you have to like think on your feet to kind of do something a little bit different. It's cool and it feels good. But I feel like the main thrust of the game is kind of like this plot of like intrigue and mystery that you're uncovering as you play through something that happened on a night many years ago that relates to King Louis the 15th, and watching that unfold is cool as you go from place to place and you kind of get leverage on different people by swindling them out of their money. It's cool, and the game like looks really, really nice. It has this hand-drawn art style that just looks so lavish and well detailed. Like every scene is just like gorgeous to look at. It's really good music, really good mood to it. I think the difficulty options make it very playable. It's not super long. There was a moment at the end where like I won't spoil it, but they kind of talk about how long you've been playing has been mentioned, and I feel like the actual amount of time I was playing was longer than what they said kids in the game. It's a good few hours long, and you could play it on higher difficulty if you wanted to turn it up, though. It's a story-based game. I'm not sure how much more into it you would get. There are a couple places you can go to where things are a little bit less scripted and you can kind of pick what tricks you want to pull on a table of people, but that's just like side stuff. Overall, I really enjoyed it. I finished the game. I had a great time with it. I think it's really cool. And how much is it?
The game sits at $19.99, but if people are on the fence, there is a demo for it on the Switch eShop.
Yeah,
people can check out. But $20. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely worth it for sure. I recommend it.
Cool.
It's a cool game if you're interested in it. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is it for you, Tim. Thank you so much for coming on and filling in for Jacob.
Yeah, no problem. I was glad to bring the show up to standard.
Yeah.
You are a much better co-host.
You both seem so much more relaxed and less exasperated.
I didn't have to listen to any more
fucking movie news. I'm good.
Sonic 2 movie news.
This is a place for fucking video games, and he keeps bringing up fucking movies. I just know.
Hey, all right, that's gonna be it for me.
Yeah. Hilarious thing is, he would have had news had he shown up that was probably Sonic and video game related for once. But I'm not bringing it up because I don't care.
Good. Well, next game to talk about. Tim, any final words?
Nope. I'm about to poof.
Cool. Have a good one.
Any poofed.
All right. Next game is Pinku Cult Hex Mortis, developed by Dream Oni, published by Valorware, released June 1st on Xbox One, Series X and S, Switch, and PS4 for $9.99. Welcome to Razor City. It's a desolate, grim metropolis with one big problem: demons. Aki, what's going on in Pinku Cult?
Okay. And this, no one knows how they got to this shitty little city. They just know they're there. No one really seems to give a fuck, so that's cool. You are, what's the term? Dirt fucking poor, I believe is what they call it. And you've been looking for a job for a while, and you see help wanted right as you were about to give up. And no previous experience required, and it was for the job of an investigator. So, you know, that's totally legit. We need an investigator. But you don't have to know what you're doing. That never bodes well. And big shocker, it fucking doesn't. You get pulled in by this corporate lady who won't show herself, and told, hey, yeah, you're going to investigate these disappearances that have happened. Now, you're working for our company, but you're not really working for our company. You're going to be forced to follow our dress code, but we're not paying you for anything, and we're not taking any liability for any injury or death that might befall you, because you're just a handy-dandy tool for us. It's a sacrifice we're willing to make. I'm like, okay. Okay. All right, then. Uh-huh. Okay. So you go off and you start trying to figure this shit out. And then you get pulled into this fight between good and evil, basically. And it's not just about corporate bullshit, which is kind of what I was expecting. Instead, now it has to deal with, oh, you need to fight giant spider monsters. Have fun. I don't like spiders, by the way. It was miserable. Very miserable opening to that game. And yeah, you get superpowers from, I don't know, and you meet some like-minded people who also get superpowers from, I don't know, and you kick the shit out of some demons. While trying to figure out who the mastermind is that's pulling all these people, all these demons there to, you know, kill people and shit. So fun. It's a pretty short game. I think it took me like 7 or 8 hours, something like that, I think. And yeah, it's
too bad
it's
for the price.
Nice, yeah, it's a nice little JRPG. You fight enemies and they disappear, and you have to leave the area and come back to make them respawn. So that's fun. None of the areas are super huge or anything, so it's really easy just to keep going in there and keep redoing it. There's a handful of collectibles in here as well. Just stuff pertaining to the backstory of the person you're looking for and of some of the bad guys that you're fighting. And you were correct, Scotty. This is definitely a game right up my alley. This was fantastic. It's bright and colorful. Get to kill weird looking fucking critters. It's a JRPG, and you get a really cool mask to wear. After you kill each one of the bosses, you get a brand new fucking mask to wear, which is pretty cool, which is based on that monster, which was nice. What else is there to say? There are some broken achievements in it. I guess I should tell all of you Xbox achievement hunters. There's like 3 or 4 of them that are currently broken as shit, are unobtainable right now.
We did send word to the PR team who forwarded it on to the developers, so they are aware of it. Hopefully they're working on it, and fingers crossed they get a patch out to fix it.
Hopefully. It's really weird because one of them is for getting X amount of money, but there's an achievement for getting more money than that. And that one does work, just not the first one. So it's like, oh, okay then. But yeah, when you beat the game, you can click continue and it puts you before the last fight. Because there's two different endings you can get in the last fight. And I like when games do that, so that you don't have to play the entire game all over again, like I've had to do with a couple of games that I've recently reviewed, and that drives me nuts! Yeah, and it's, again, the choice, just like in those games, it just comes down to one choice you decide to make at the end of the game. Nothing else.
Carnage is saying that apparently all the achievements were unlocked except two of them. So maybe two of the ones that you had are just finicky and problematic, and the other two are just completely broken, but who knows?
Two of those three are the ones he listed that are messed up. The one for getting 500 money, I didn't get to unlock either. That may have been maybe fixed or something. I don't know. That's the only one from that.
Well, the game's $10. What do you think?
I'm for it. I think it's really cool. If you're an achievement hunter, hopefully they'll fix it. If not, then this is great. I really, really like it. It was fun. The spiders are grotesque little fuckers, though, so be prepared for that.
Nice. Yeah. All right, next up is Swords and Bones, developed by Seep, published by Red Deer Games, released May 27th on Xbox One, Series X and S for $4.99. Demon world invades humanity every 500 years. The wolf demon has been bullying the kingdom of Vestus. It seems that there is no hope, but there's one hero who can put an end to it. You, a nameless warrior with a sword in hand, what are you waiting for? They're waiting for us to tell them whether or not the game is good. So this is basically just a standard 2D action platformer side scroller. You start on the left, you work your way to the right, you kill monsters, you open chests, and you beat the levels. It's not that complicated. The challenge comes in, first of all, the bosses, because the bosses are dicks. And second of all, the platforming, which can get pretty challenging. There's some tricky jumps in the game, some fun enemy placement where, if you're a fan of Ninja Gaiden and you remember jumping into the birds, you'll probably find some birds to jump into in this game as well. There is
that a good thing or a bad thing?
An annoying thing.
Oh, lovely.
Jumping into birds that are attacking you mid-jump. Stuff like that.
Oh, fuck that. That would drive me nuts.
It's not that hard to once you know where they are, to get past them, but they're not that bad. There are 5 worlds in the game. They're broken up into, I believe, 9 or 10 stages each. 9 stages and a boss, I believe. Run through the stages, you collect money, you go to the town, you buy upgrades. They have 4 different magic spells you can get. They have a double jump you could buy. They have health and magic expanding ability, like increase your health, increase your magic. They have one that allows you to see invisible walls. So for hidden areas, you could use that. It's very standard. There is a major, major issue I found in this game. The bird sound effect is broken. When a bird attacks you, it goes, caw, 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 caw. And normally,
that's hilarious.
Normally, when you kill it, it would stop.
Oh, no.
It didn't. And then when the next one, find a third one, they just kept piling and piling and piling.
Oh, no.
I had to mute the levels because it wouldn't stop. You had to die to get it to stop. Even completing the stage wouldn't fix it. You had to die.
I don't like that.
Atrocious. It needs to be fixed. It's something that I guess is somewhat possible to overlook because it's something that's easily fixable, and hopefully the devs will release a patch for it, but man, it is annoying.
Yeah, I am so glad you were the one who did this one now, because I would have lost my fucking shit.
Did you get any time with this game? Did you get to fire it up
at all? No, not at all.
The other thing I'm not a fan of with the game is how slowly it, like, drip feeds money to you. If you die on a level, you lose whatever money you earned in that level.
Oh, that's a little too harsh, I think.
It's not that hard. The levels are quick. I found myself just replaying, like, the first world over and over, just grinding money so I could buy the double jumps, or so I could buy the double jump ability, I could buy the health upgrade, I could buy spells. I shouldn't have to grind in a action platformer. Like, yeah. I don't know. It's annoying, but at $5, I'd still give it a fuck it. Why not? It's cute. It has some issues that need to be addressed, but for $5, it's still a fun game, and why not, right? Cats are going crazy. So. All right. One final game to talk about tonight. That is Nora, the Wannabe Alchemist, developed and published by Error 300, released May 26th. May 26th.
Nice. I'm doing great tonight.
Released May 26th on Steam for $12.99. Witchcraft school dropout Nora can't seem to keep her houseplants alive, much less excel at alchemy, but her dream is to become a famous alchemist. In this visual novel time management hybrid, your greatest enemies are klutziness and a ticking clock. Aki, tell us about Nora, the Wannabe Alchemist.
Well, I guess the first thing I should point out to everybody, this was released then, apparently, but... what the hell was that noise? But it's an early access. It's effectively a demo right now. It has a couple hours, few hours worth of content, and then it's like, oh, that's all there is right now. We plan on updating it, but that's all we have right now. So that's something to keep in mind. So there's not a lot to this game currently. But basically, you're Nora. You made a bet with somebody who fucking knows who, and you're like, I want to make this potion before she does, because I'm amazing. And she'll shut the fuck up, finally. And then it explodes in her face. And the school's like, you know what? Fuck this. We're tired of your bullshit. And they kick you out. So you go back home. And that's when the game actually starts. You clean up your grandma's old house, I think is what it was. The person you lived with is your grandma, I think. And once you're done with that, you go into town because you're like, okay, I need to know how to do something here. And the kindly old shopkeep, the only person in town, is like, hey, yeah, plant this little plant and get me 3 flowers and 3 fruits that bloom from it. And we'll see about getting you some money. So you take that, you go plant it, and then this is where most of the game is, right here, is this. You plant it, you click to harvest from it, and during that time, at random, flowers will pop up on it. And if you leave the flowers long enough, some of them will turn into fruits. Some will just stick as flowers indefinitely, it seems, which really drives me nuts. And sometimes the plant will start to die, and you use your magic to heal it, to make it better again. And you have like 10 magic points and takes like 1 magic point or something each time you do that. Thankfully, it doesn't happen a lot. But you gather that stuff, you give it to her, and she's like, okay, cool. Here's a mortar and pestle. Now you can make potions out of the crap you harvest. So you go and you harvest more crap, and then you start making potions. The more potions you make, the more potions you get access to. You don't get them from her, just the books that you find just suddenly, poof, it has more potions in it for you to make. In the end, you end up having to buy 2 other plants from the lady so you can get all 3 of the ingredients that exist currently. And at that point, your 10 magic points really stretching it to function with 3 plants, and you have enough room for like 8. So that's... you do get the ability to craft a mana potion that will you can drink to refill your magic, but that's such a fucking hassle, to be honest. It's such a hassle. Otherwise, the entire point is you make these potions, you sell it to people who want potions. When you're in your potions workshop making them, you actually see a list of a few people on the side, and they tell you what potions they want. You make them, give it to them. They don't have like a time limit. They don't disappear if you don't get it to them after X amount of days or anything. You just have to keep gathering materials until you have what you need to make however many of each potion they want. And then they pay you a decent sum of money, and you can go buy upgrades. You mostly just buy upgrades to hold more crap in your basket. I think I ended the game with being able to hold around 2,000 items in my basket, which is about 1,800 more than I think I really ever needed, but I decided, fuck it, why not? I really debated keep going, but at that point, the numbers were already off of the screen, so I was like, there should probably be a limit to this. otherwise, that's really all you're doing. You're trying to make 10,000 money, which I've well passed, to send to the university in order to get your, basically your diploma, your GED, more or less, because they're not letting you fucking back into their school. And the $10,000 is to repair the lab that you blew the smithereens making that potion. And if you can get them that money, you can graduate. And that's the entirety of what's in the game right now, is you just make the potion, sell them, and try to get to 10,000. They do add in a mechanic at some point in the game where you can, like, buy upgrades for the house that are like, oh, here's a different color door, here's a different color rug, here's a different set of stairs, just cosmetic-looking stuff. But that's really it. Currently, we can see that there are upgrades you're going to be able to buy in the store, but it doesn't actually say what any of them are, and they all have big icons over them to prevent you from really being able to see what they are. So I have no ability to glean what those are yet. So I think this is something to keep an eye on. Maybe not necessarily buy right now, because there's, like, I beat this after like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah. We do have to be clear. I mean, you mentioned it before, but this is an early access game. They have a note on the store page that it is an early access, not a complete game. It was released as a full game, which cannot be changed on Steam. New chapters will be released in the future. There should be a second chapter before the end of July, and they hope for the full game by the end of the year.
Okay, then I'll have to keep an eye on this. Because originally I looked at it, and I didn't read anything on the page because I'm me. I just saw it didn't say early access. I was like, oh, cool. New game. Awesome. Yeah. And then it was very, this is like very, very early access. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I guess there was an oopsie with the release. But as it stands, $12.99, is this something that people should be supporting right now? Put on their wish list? Wait a while? What do you think?
I think put this on your wish list and wait until there's more for it, because I do like it. But right now, what's in it, there's not enough for me to say, oh, yeah, spend $12 on this, because it's a couple hours of clicking on this. It's a clicker at this point currently, and that's just, there's not enough there for that, in my opinion.
All right. Well, that is it for this episode. It was a shorter one. Thank God. Thank God.
I mean, we could always kick him off the show, and then you'd only have to deal with my reviews, and I only have a couple of them. Then it'd be much shorter. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but then I'd have to put up with you.
You do any fucking way.
Yeah, but at least I have Jacob to put up with you, too.
Yeah, but then you have to put up with his ass.
Yeah, but then I'd have to put up with you, too.
You have to put up with me anyways.
I know. It's like, it's a,
so you're cutting down who you have balance, to put up with by half. Like,
the light and the darkness are just balanced out when the two of you are on together. It's a weird balance that keeps nature in harmony. And
I don't think either of us is the light, though, is the problem.
No, it's just two evils. It's two evils.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, music. I'll play something from Super Meat Boy. Fuck it. I love Super Meat Boy soundtrack. So, let's do this. Any final words?
I really, really, really want some games, and fuck Sony for making them exclusive.
That's a no.
That was my final words.